This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And you know, your story that you mentioned earlier, Ian, about helicopter parents, it makes me realize that I was actually pretty fortunate in regard to my actual mother and father, neither of whom really gave a crap what I did. So, I mean, it was good and bad. I got myself into some trouble as a teenager.
Right.
As a teenager, you know, is prone to doing. But by and large, they weren't always breathing down my neck and telling me what I could and couldn't do. It was just like, hey, you didn't get arrested. Well done. So.
Would you have rathered that they did spend more time watching over you and being with you? And do you think that would have...
Oh, God, no. No, I'm very glad that it happened the way that it did. I mean, especially once I got out of my grandmother's house and ended up moving over with my dad, it became so much easier at that point. Mm-hmm. Like... By then, I was 16, I think, and I could just buy alcohol from him. Be like, hey, here's
Sweet.
$20. I need some beer.
Cool dad.
So, yeah.
At least in that case.
Yeah. I mean, he knew I wasn't going to be, you know, going out drinking and driving. Or, I mean, if I was drinking, he wanted it to be in a, you know, safe place.
That is
versus
a,
the.
Yeah, that is one of the good arguments behind that. If you know. The problem comes when you have your kids out and about
it's
driving,
super dangerous, yeah.
Getting themselves killed on the highway, whereas if they just stayed at the house, you know, had a party at the house where you could actually watch them, you know, in the next room, of course.
I mean, it wasn't even like he was there because he worked nights. I mean, he wasn't there watching me anyway. He just knew that I wasn't going to, because I wasn't an irresponsible person. I wasn't just going to jump in my car and drive down the street after having five beers.
Yeah, well, sadly, too many people out there, not just parents, but people in general, are too suspicious of other human beings, including their family members. And so they, maybe because they're projecting their own issues on everyone else around them, but you do get helicopter parents because, well, they are fearful, overly fearful of what their kids might get into and get hurt
and
get into trouble.
I think it's probably largely because he wasn't a helicopter parent that I was responsible enough to drink.
And that is where it's, well, and that is where that's the bottom line right there. We are, not me, but we have a whole culture of children out there, young people, young adults, who never had the opportunity to make decisions on their own because it was someone breathing down their throat every damn second, and now look what we have. We have people who, I don't know, they're going to have a really hard time after this this year, 2020, the start of the apocalypse.
I imagine the helicopter parenting has only gotten worse because of this pandemic. Plus, the parents who were already helicopter parents are now with their kids pretty much 24/7. So the the oversight has taken on entirely new levels.
Well, not the kids in my neighborhood. They are all out and about, probably trying to get out of the house because they're, you know.
Well, I imagine the helicopter parents are the ones staring out the window calling the police on you because, you know, there are kids playing in your yard or whatever, and that's. They're not social distancing.
Or they're in a park without parents with them. So
that's the other issue. And you have Child Protective Services. That's all they do these days is they hunt down parents who might have left their kids for half an hour in the house.
But to be fair...
And you got Karen across the street who figured it out and is calling Child Protective Services on you. And the next thing you know, you're dealing with a
saint. Is this no longer acceptable? Because I did that all the time as a kid.
No, it is not acceptable.
7, 8 years old. I would just walk down the street to the park by myself.
So to be fair, though, Conan, those stories have happened out there, but you never hear about it here in New Hampshire.
Well, yeah, not in New Hampshire, but they happened to me in Tennessee.
Somebody called the cops on
you. It was Florida.
Somebody called the cops on you because of your daughter?
Oh, yeah, and then I was dealing with them for the next year.
And what was the complaint? That she was out and about without you?
She was in the house left alone without me.
Oh, in the house alone?
How old was she at the time?
6, 7, 8, somewhere in that range.
Okay. That's when I started coming home alone from school.
I know. I grew up in the woods by myself. I was running around butt naked with the goats.
Yeah, you haven't heard any of these stories, Aria? I mean, it's been coming out over the last, I would say, 2 decades where these busybodies will call the cops. The classic examples of
women. I don't pay attention to what people do to parents for the most part because it's just.
Sometimes it just gets into the news. Yeah. I mean, I'm not a parent either, but and I've no interest in being it. But Lenore Scanese is the person who was labeled world's worst mom. Because she let her 10-year-old, at the time, 10-year-old, he's probably like 20 by now, but this is like a decade ago, 10-year-old son go home from school on his own in New York City.
Yeah, on the bus or the train or subway?
I think he took like a subway or a train or something like that, sort of form of public transportation. And the whole thing was like she believes in the idea of like free-range parenting. And that you should let your kids grow when they're ready to grow into these new areas of responsibility. And they ended up putting her on, like, television talk shows and just talking down to her and acting like she was a terrible parent, again, labeled world's worst mother.
Because she let her 10-year-old take himself home from school.
Yeah, that's right. So that was kind of the start of this whole free-range parenting movement or whatever. If there ever needed to be a movement before, now there is. And she started a blog called Free Range Kids and then subsequently moved to a different blog, which name I don't recall at the moment. But she's actually been to the Porcupine Freedom Festival and spoken there. Really interesting lady.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
So what is this story about helicopter parents and the... Because I imagine you only mentioned the headline earlier that it tends to produce, you know, adults who are anxious.
Well, yeah, that's what was interesting to me. I think it was one of our listeners on the Discord who found this story, if I recall correctly. So thank you guys over there. They do an amazing job on our Discord server, discord.lrn.fm. But, you know, it's been something I've noticed with younger people and... You know, I'm not young enough, I guess, to be in this particular category, and my parents weren't helicopter parents, but a lot of young people, and I don't know if you guys have noticed this with the younger people that you know, but they're constantly complaining about anxiety. Like, oh my God, I've got so much anxiety.
Well, that's because it's hip.
Well, is it hip or is it something they actually feel? I mean, I presume they actually
have some... Everybody feels anxious from time to time, right?
Well, these people are always anxious.
Yeah, but claiming to have depression, claiming to have anxiety issues, claiming to have PTSD, all of these things, it's just hip.
This
seems lame to me.
Well, no, this is a big part of victim culture, where you can't get by any longer unless you're some type of victim and you are not the oppressor. No one wants to be the oppressor any longer. Mm-hmm. So the only way to get out of it is to claim that you're Native American or that you've got some disability or that, you know, you don't agree with, you know, what life has given you, your lot in life.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand having a brief moment of anxiety, like, you know, if you think that a tree is about to fall on a friend of yours or something like that. Like, that might, I don't know if that's anxiety, but I would feel, you know, something pretty intense in
you feel anxious
in that moment, right? Yeah. But these people are constantly talking about how they're anxious. They're anxious every day or, as you mentioned, depressed. And it's just like, it's a world I can't even imagine inhabiting. And, of course, there's nothing you can say to these people like, well, why don't you just calm down? You know, why are you so anxious? You know, what's the problem here? Everything's okay. And they just don't, that doesn't work, you know, on these people. And I've never really thought about, like, well, why is this a thing now? Like, it wasn't a thing when I remember, when I was growing up, or Conan, when you and I were similar age range.
We didn't have time to be anxious. We had forts to build. We had sports to play. We had video games. I mean, we had so much
to do. There's plenty of video games right now. I mean, certainly it's... I don't think it's a lack of things to do.
Maybe they're too easy.
Well, they are easier now. But it's some sort of mental burden that these people seem to just constantly carry around. And so this article is the first one that I've seen with a potential answer to the question of why are these... Are so many people in these generations, the millennials and the Generation Z or whatever they're called,
it's probably social media.
Why are they
at the top of the list?
Anxious. And so this article from parents.com suggests it's the helicopter parents. That's what did this. And it's interesting because we started talking about helicopter parents on this show probably almost 2 decades ago when we started. I remember talking about it back down when we were in Florida. So let's talk about that coming up.
Absolutely. And I have to stand by that point. I'm in agreement with you on this, Conan. I suspect that a lot of these people don't actually have any issues with anxiety. They've never had an anxiety attack or a panic attack or any of these things. I would guess that.
Really?
I don't know it, but that's what I would speculate. Because, yeah, it's part of the victim culture. Everyone wants to claim to have PTSD.
Attention.
Yeah, they just want to feel special. What do you think? This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Another 83 tons in fake gold found in China. Crypto, still much harder to counterfeit. Host Stefan Molyneux banned from YouTube. Receives $100,000 in crypto donations afterward. Reporters uncover $11 trillion in offshore government-sanctioned bank accounts. Bitcoin Cash, still potentially private and unconfiscatable. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies. Getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk
via talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And there's an important update to Mobilize 2020 in Dallas. It has been canceled.
Surprise!
Yeah, I'm not surprised. This was not Young Americans for Liberty's decision. The mayor of Dallas forced it upon them. Mm. Brandon Bork, director of strategic partnerships at Young Americans for Liberty, asked the question, why are violent protests being allowed to happen, but peaceful YAL events are being shut down? Find out more.
Good question.
At yaliberty.org. That's yaliberty.org. Well, I would say the reason is that violent protests don't ask permission.
That's true. That's true. Well, I mean, technically, I don't know if the Young Americans for Liberty asked the government's permission, but certainly they had to get the venue's permission wherever, I don't know which hotel it was going to be in, but it's the venues, of course, that the government will put the pressure upon. And so I can't say I'm surprised, and oh well, I guess Mark's not going to this. It's actually the second Young Americans for Liberty event that we were supposed to appear at and was subsequently canceled within a week of the event actually happening. There was one earlier this year in D.C. That we didn't go to. So
it's not surprising.
Forkfest is it. Yeah. That's it.
Jackalope is happening right now, I think.
Oh, yeah, out in Arizona.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how many people go to that, but I hear it's kind of like out in the, I hear it's like in a cow patty.
Yeah, pretty much is what I've heard.
Cow field. Cow patties are what you step in. But.
Yeah, hopefully it's not actually in the cow patty. But
no, but apparently there's plenty of those around, so you got to watch out.
Yeah. It doesn't sound like
as much fun.
No, I don't think I'd want to go. So anyway, helicopter parents.
Yeah.
And anxiety. And all of these other issues. And Conan, you bring up a good point that a lot of this is a result of the fear and the doom mongering that we've been hearing for the last two decades.
It's, you know, when you go to school as a young person and you don't really know anything because your parents are, they trust the school system to educate you and put good ideas into your head. And you walk into the school and the first thing that you see is the boob tube there in the corner of the room before school starts. And Al Gore is up there and he's talking about, you're all going to die in 10 years.
Yeah,
and it's like, that cannot be good. And yes, you go talk to some of these young people. I'm talking kids that's still in school.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are afraid for their lives. They think they're going to die this decade.
Right. Well, look at Greta Thunberg.
Exactly.
I mean, she's a classic example of someone who has PTSD from having been terrorized her entire life.
Well, if it wasn't their deathly fear of what's going to happen allegedly to the environment, now they throw COVID into the mix.
Now you have COVID, and you have murder hornets, and you have the Saharan dust storm coming across, and you have so many things. Every single week, there's a new one. Now you've got the mystery Chinese seeds. What's that?
I don't think any of them felt anxious about any of those things, though.
It's cumulative. It all builds up. So, I mean, every week, there's a new thing that's going to kill you.
No one ever really thought that the Japanese murder hornets were going to kill us, and no one ever thought
these things. I think there absolutely are people out there who respond to those sorts of stories in very dramatic ways.
And I think the same about the Saharan dust storm.
But like I said,
and the Chinese mystery seed things. That's the best thing ever. It's like, here's China actually sending us flowers and stuff, and Americans are so anxious, so paranoid, so crazy that they're like, we're not going to plant this. This is a trick.
By the way, people, please don't plant those seeds.
They are just flowers.
That's how you get kudzu taken over the South.
That's how these things happen. Knowing what it was. That was people being stupid, thinking, oh, we have an erosion problem. Let's bring over this invasive species.
But what I was saying is cumulative. The Saharan dust storm on its own is just something to laugh about. But when there's a new one every single week and they're building, if you've got a weak mind, oh, man, I understand completely that you just wake up in the morning thinking, this is the last year. 2020 is it.
What's going to kill me today?
I know. It's the new hypochondriac idealism.
Yeah, a little bit like that.
I will give you that point, but I think a lot of it has more to do with the television than anything. And I saw that at Pork Fest when I actually watched television
TV
while falling asleep, and the commercials were all you could see was doom and gloom in every direction.
So for the past 2 weeks, I've been working nonstop. I'm tired, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But I had the opportunity to listen to some radio stations that I hadn't listened.
Mm.
And on one of the Vermont rock stations, I swear to God, the 5 o'clock news comes on. It's like, the COVID-19 update. And every single time it got to the point where that would come on and I would hit the brakes and I would have, you know, I was getting upset by this because they were so gleeful.
Mm.
And you can hear it in this reporter's voice when one day there was no deaths. And I swear to God, I heard him sound
giddy.
No, upset that there were no deaths.
Huh.
You could hear it in his voice because this is fear porn. They have to have it. It incites a certain energy in them to wake up and to hear this stuff, and it's like the guys who read the damn obituaries. I'm sure you've met the person. They skip through everything. They skip the comics. They skip the front page. They go right to the obituaries to see who's dead.
There are sick people out there.
They're out there, and they love that. And they love these stories. They love these doom and gloom that believes it leads stories. Because it excites them on some level, and it's sick.
I mean, that's human nature, I think, though.
Well, if it is,
people love morbidity.
I think, well, I have video games where I kill things, so I mean, maybe I work it out of my system that way.
Sure.
But I don't like hearing, and this is why I don't play Medal of Honor, because I can't stand killing the idea behind it. I like killing zombies. I like killing zombie Nazis, basically. Killing other human beings is just, I don't understand the glee that people get from those types of games.
Well, it's just fiction.
Well, it's also cumulative. you keep doing it every single day, and before you know it, you're having dreams, and you know maybe it works into your system where it desensitizes you against the actual act. And then, of course, there's Tipper Gore getting in there telling you how video games causes.
There's no evidence for it.
There isn't.
And we talked about a meta study recently that looked at a multitude of video game studies, and you know. Determine that there's no evidence that video games cause violence.
Yeah.
Movies are far more likely to desensitize people than video games. I mean, video games don't even... I mean, they attempt to look realistic.
It's starting to look pretty realistic.
Yeah, but not even close to the level of cinema.
It's getting there. There's been recently, just this summer, my dad sent me a link from... I don't know if it was NVIDIA or whoever it was. I think it might have been NVIDIA, but one of the 3D... designing, you know, chip makers, showing off like their newest generation of what they can do, and it looked like photorealistic level graphics, just absolutely incredible. I mean, we're within striking distance of it being very difficult to tell. Like,
that's a good thing in my opinion, but it still is not as old as movies, television, all of which have been glorifying violence as long as movies and television
have existed. Have you seen Looney Tunes?
Mm-hmm.
By the way, they're actually talking about erasing out the all of the guns. Elmer Fudd's not going to have a gun any longer.
Can you believe that? It's ridiculous. Yes.
What are they going to give him? Yeah, how is
I don't know, a broomstick or something.
What do you think? Is the world losing its mind, or is there a valid reason?
I'm sorry, it's lost.
855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
A pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the value soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. News from news.bitcoin.com. The IRS is requesting information about privacy cryptos from people that are still filing their income tax forms. Coinbase may be planning to go public on the stock market this year. Stablecoin Tether is now circulating on the Bitcoin Cash network. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Log on now at news.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump says the United States is ready to help Lebanon after a huge explosion ripped through Beirut.
Our prayers go out to all the victims and their families. The United States stands ready to assist Lebanon.
As far as what he believes happened,
this was a, seems to be, according to them, they would know better than I would, but they seem to think it was a attack. It was a bomb of some kind, yes.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is chairing a committee hearing highlighting the role of Antifa and others in recent riots across the country. Regarding Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi saying the federal agents are not identifiable, Acting Deputy Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security Ken Cuccinelli sets the record straight.
Nothing secret about it, and for those who have questions why we use police, it's because it's the internationally recognized identification of law enforcement.
You're listening to USA Radio News. President Trump has signed a bipartisan bill to preserve and protect America's national land and other historic landmarks. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
President Trump calls the Great American Outdoors Act a truly landmark piece of legislation.
The Great American Outdoors Act provides $900 million a year in guaranteed funding for the Land and Water Conservation Fund so that all Americans can continue to enjoy our parks.
At a Tuesday White House ceremony, the president said for more than 50 years, Congress has struggled to adequately fund land and water conservation. He said it's led to a backlog of maintenance and other critical needs in parks and public lands, which this new bill is going to address.
Missouri voters will decide the fate of Medicare expansion as one of five states holding elections today. Voters in Kansas, Arizona, Washington, and Michigan also heading to the polls. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform that you can find at local.bitcoin.com. It allows you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash using dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site. And all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted, which means, finally, you have a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Again, that's local.bitcoin.com. Now, we're talking about helicopter parents here and anxiety and just the myriad ways that the next few generations of human beings are just going to be completely and totally screwed up.
Yeah,
like,
it's bad.
Every generation says that about, you know, succeeding generations.
Kids,
like, oh,
these days,
yeah, they're going to be so screwed up. But we're
get off my lawn.
In really unprecedented times.
Yeah, because you've got the helicopter parents that have been going on. Apparently, it's the Gen X parents who are accused of being helicopter parents, according to Parents.com, that are raising these millennials and these Generation Zs. And now you slap on top of that the COVID fear on top of all the other fears that they've been piling on, and you're going to get a real messed up batch of kids.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the batch is going to be called after the Xennials, but I imagine we're getting close to that batch starting or whatever. I'm not sure what all the breakdowns are on the generations. But the story here from Parents.com, every generation of parents is the object of tongue clucking over their parenting style. In the 70s and 80s, what is now referred to as free-range parenting reigned supreme, leading to a generation of latchkey kids who made their own dinners and went unsupervised well into evening hours. In the 90s, Gen X parents were accused of doing a 180 and becoming helicopter parents.
Yeah, by the way, I think there is some truth to this. And the reason this took place is because the latchkey kids, which I kind of am one.
Me too.
Because their parents were never there and they were always off at work mm-hmm. doing their own thing. These are the boomers.
Right.
Now it is, like you said, full circle. Now you have these parents, these kids that grew up alone who might have been anxious about it in their own way. They might not have been wearing it on their shoulder, but now with their own kids,
they're overcorrecting
the problem that they'd experienced as children themselves. And so this is what you get. This is how history works. It's a pendulum. It's constantly swinging back and forth, correcting itself because humans are stupid.
It's an ugly process.
Humans have a tendency to mess things up, and I think that's what we're experiencing right now.
Yeah, and apparently they have trouble with moderation. These helicopter parents were accused of some pretty ridiculous stuff. I remember talking about it, like I said, almost two decades ago on this show, about how some of these helicopter parents were going so far as to actually attend college with their kids.
College?
Like, going to their meetings with, like, you know, if they had to meet with the dean, or if they had to meet with, like, a job, you know, potential job application, mom would actually come with and sit down with her kid at a job application.
Can you imagine being the employer and you get an email saying, oh, by the way, can I bring my mom with me?
It's like, all right. Yeah, or you don't get an email.
You don't even need to come in, man.
Right, or you don't get an email and mom just comes in with the person. And you're like, sorry, who is this?
I imagine the kind of person whose mother accompanies them to a job interview is not going to be a very good employee.
Exactly.
Well, yeah. I mean,
that one in the circular file.
I mean, I hear these stories all the time when you get kids going to college, and the first week they're just freaking out. They're all anxious and they're all over the place.
Because they're alone?
Because they're in a new environment. They've never done anything. They've never washed their clothes. They've never bought food on their own. They've never done anything, and they drop out the first week. Because I think there was just a story here in Keene. Right here at our stupid little college here.
Wouldn't surprise me.
First week, people were dropping out.
Gen X parents accused of doing the 180, becoming helicopter parents, were not only far more involved with their children's social and educational development, but also seen as potentially overbearing, hovering over their kids to the point that they might compromise their child's independence. But what do the kids of the helicopter parents actually grow up to be like? That was the question posed in a recent compelling Reddit thread that racked up over 2,000 comments. So again, this is by no means a scientific study.
Sure.
It's just a Reddit thread.
It's just Reddit.
With a bunch of personal stories. A commenter named Petrodactyl, with a bunch of numbers in there instead of letters, shared that being raised by helicopter parents left her feeling like, quote, honestly, just an anxious mess. She continued saying, quote, every job I've had, I've been constantly afraid I'll mess something up and be a disappointment. It's honestly paralyzing. Redditor Fox.
I don't know if that sounds like a helicopter parent thing, or naturally as being caused by helicopter parenting.
Helicopter parenting, they give too much praise. They give too many awards, participation awards, to their kids. And so it sounded like that was that girl's problem. She was
too afraid to do anything for the fear that
she wouldn't get the praise, because she got praise for everything she did at the house. And now she's out.
It sounded like she wasn't worried about not getting praise. It sounded like she was worried about criticism.
Because probably she realized on some level that she wasn't, she was subpar and not able to live up to her boss's expectations.
She couldn't get anything wrong with her parents, right? Like she was always, the parents were always telling her how good she was and, you know, overbearing, helicopter hovering over her, watching over her every move to make sure she couldn't hurt herself, make sure she couldn't do anything wrong, make sure to catch any errors before she made them. And now she's out in the real world and she's too afraid to even take a single step.
I think we're conflating the two things. I think there's a very big difference between a helicopter parent, someone who just is constantly over their kid's shoulder, and a parent who just constantly heaps false praise onto a child.
I think they're one and the same. I think they come together. They're one package.
The helicopter parent doesn't want their child to feel bad. They don't want their child to get a boo-boo. They don't want their child to fall off the bicycle. They don't want their child to have their feelings hurt. That's why they're hovering. They're hovering over them to protect them from all the negative experiences in life.
Once again, I go back to my original statement where they had to do everything on their own.
The parents did, yeah.
The Xers, these children of the boomers.
Mm-hmm.
And so they are basically living vicariously through their children.
That's what all parents do.
Sure.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's why they have children.
Exactly. But every generation is going to be different. The parents are going to behave differently through their children. And in this case, you have Xers who lived on their own. And I guess on some level, they don't want their kids to have to live that same experience that they did. This makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah, it does. So she says she's paralyzed because she's afraid she's going to mess up. Now she's on her own. Now mom's not there to hold her hand. Mom's not there or dad's not there to say, here's how you do it, honey. You do it like this. Okay. Oh, no. Over here. And then now she's all alone and she's got to make decisions for herself. And she's like, I can't make a decision. I can't decide to take step number one.
Right.
Because I'm afraid that I'm going to mess it up. I'll disappoint someone. Redditor FoxJune had a similar sentiment, describing themselves as, quote, anxious, suffocated. Helicopter parents have this unrealistic expectations but refuse to accept that their children are now adults, unquote. Flip and Cedar spoke to their own experience and how it's affected their parenting style, writing, quote, my mom was the original helicopter parent. Adulthood was hard. I had zero real life skills. Now I'm 40 and have kids of my own. As a parent, I'm much more relaxed than my mom or even my husband. I actually lean well into the benign neglect end of parenting spectrum. I held a lot of resentment towards my mom for years for not teaching me things and for, quote, saving me all of the time.
And by the way, that woman, she's an Xer. She is an Xer. Her parents were boomers.
You mean at age 40? Barely.
Yeah.
I love my kids like mad, so I let them fail and learn from their mistakes. My kids are way more competent as kids than I was as an adult. They know how to budget and save, how to cook and clean, and are learning so many other aspects of being a real person. So it sounds like the pendulum swung the other way with that person.
Which is a positive thing. I mean, it sounds like her kids are happy, well-adjusted, competent individuals. And that's not true of the girl who is so terrified of criticism that she can't get a job and she's just living in a constant state of paralysis. What do you think? Are you a helicopter parent? 855-450-3733.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones. Especially when it comes to food. The availability of food as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control, and you can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. Maybe you were raised by one of these helicopter parents. How did it affect you? Or maybe your parents went the other way. Let us know, 855-453, as in Free Talk Live. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Cronin.
And let's go right into the phones. We got BSN calling from Ontario. BSN, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi there, can you hear me?
Yeah, what's on your mind?
Hi guys. Well, I've called in a few times. I'm from Ontario, Canada, and I hear a lot about the different states and how different states deal with stuff. But Ontario, Canada is really one of the worst as well, in that all the public sector unions get together. The teachers went on strike before COVID, big strikes, rotating strikes. They refused to work. Then COVID hit. Now they're getting paid full wages, full pay, and still kind of fighting back the go-to-work thing. Meanwhile, high-fiving nurses who actually did work through all this stuff, but they're all part of the same union. And today, again, UAW or GM is accusing Chrysler of making bribery deals with the UAW. Big corporations and big union don't mix, and big union cause problems. In Ontario, public sector unions are causing a big problem because they think they can just push everybody around and say, I'm not going to work.
No, a public sector union is a union of employees who work
government
for the
workers.
Okay.
Yeah. So in the U.S., yep. The teachers' unions are very, very influential in politics,
oh, yes.
For instance, and that's what he's referring to up there. Now, I remember we did see a story out of Ontario province that they have these social circles that they are apparently mandating people not contact more than 10 people with hugs or any level of closeness. Are you aware of this?
Well, yes, we're at what we call stage 3, so we're allowed to go out in public, but some areas of Ontario need to wear masks, some don't. But the Ontario government has said, yeah, no less than 10 people for the time
being. No more than 10.
No more. Yes.
What does that mean? No more than 10 people in a restaurant?
No. You can't have close contact with more than 10 people social circle.
Yeah.
And
that's Ontario that did that.
Ontario province did that, and they put out a bunch of propaganda about it, explaining to people that you've got to have just the same 10 people. So you can't have 10 people in your own social circle that are different from my 10 people. So, Aria, if you and I were in the same social circle, I can't have people in my social circle who are different than your social circle or something like that. It's really crazy.
Right.
Lunacy.
That's completely insane. You're not going to get 10 people to agree to only associate with the other 9 people in that group. They all have to, first of all, like each other, which, I mean, we're libertarians, so that already is not on the table.
Mm-hmm.
Half of them are going to vehemently hate each other. But even if they weren't libertarians, it's just not going to happen. That's not how groups work.
There's
That's not how friends work.
There's not a lot of libertarians in Ontario. There's not a lot of libertarians in Ontario. We don't typically fight for our rights like some other states do. We just
There aren't states fighting for their rights either. I mean, states by their nature take away people's rights. But I don't know what kind of microphone you're using, but honestly, it's one of the worst I've ever heard on Discord. It's actually kind of painful to take this call. But thank you for sharing your thoughts with us.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. Well, thank you. Keep us updated.
Quality.
Oh, yeah. Well, he said he was using a headset, I think. So
get a new one.
Yeah,
it's on its way out.
So anyway, helicopter parents. We haven't actually gotten into the article.
A little bit, we have. We've been sharing. I mean, basically, the article is just them highlighting some of the posts from this Reddit thread. That's all that this really is. But it's a thread about people
modern
who
journalism, man.
Were raised by, and it's this parents.com. I mean, sounds like a good URL for parenty things. But the question is, well, what was it like being raised by these helicopter parents? Is it the helicopter parents that have caused the anxiety? Is all this anxiety that young people in the United States today, and I don't know, are helicopter parents a thing elsewhere in the world, or is this a U.S. phenomenon? If you want to comment on that.
It's got to be worse than the European Union, right?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I'm sure it is. I mean, they took the nanny state thing to new levels.
But the nanny state doesn't necessarily translate to nannying on an individual level, does it?
I would suggest
that it does.
Because
we have a nanny state here. We have a nanny state here, too.
Definitely.
I mean, Europe,
we also have helicopter parents here.
But, I mean, Europe's also known for people, like, being naked in the streets. So, I mean, there's some things that they're okay with that are completely repressed in the United States. So those who, this is, again, parents.com. They're talking about how difficult life was. One parent mentions that they're now 40, they got kids of their own, and they're trying to do the reverse, trying to do more of the free-range thing with their kids, and they feel like that's worked for them.
Oh, and by the way, freerangekids.com, still up and running. Looks like a lot of good information.
Great stuff.
Especially if you're a homeschooled parent.
Anybody who likes the idea of trying something that's more independent related with their kids, that's definitely the site to go to. Those who know people raised by helicopter parents also had some observations of their own. For example, reuse this name, this is the username, observe, quote, "Where I went to school, there were unfortunately a lot of helicopter parents. The kids ended up going to college somewhere far away, and once they realized their newfound freedom, they went absolutely nuts with all the partying, often causing their grades to suffer as a result. A few were even forced to move back home, where they were again subjected to their parents' helicopter parenting style." So that's another potential manifestation of the helicopter parenting. Instead of just creating somebody who, so on one hand you could create somebody who's afraid to even step outside of their home because they don't want to disappoint or hurt themselves or whatever, and then on the other hand you've got the complete reverse pushback where
you've been sheltered your whole life and now you're finally free
time.
To get out there and to drink yourself to death.
They had a remember they had a series of that I forget what it was called, but there was like one of those reality shows. The Amish people, yeah, they would where the Amish
Rumspringa?
That's it. Rumspringa, yeah. Where they would get out from their oppressive Amish households for like a first time as a late teenager and then go crazy with like sex and drugs. And
and you know what? Most of them come back.
being honest, you mean?
Yeah, that's the most amazing thing, to get it out of the system, and maybe they figure out it just kind of sucks waking up with a hangover every
single
morning.
Sure, it does kind of suck.
And so I'm going back to what's good in life.
A former spouse writing under the handle Beowulf Saurus Rex wrote, quote, "My ex has an overly doting mother. He couldn't crisis manage, troubleshoot, or handle anything on his own. He also only trusted her advice. I would suggest something, and he'd refuse. She suggested the same thing, and he obliged. He lacked motivation to do better for himself, look for a better job, get our own place, etc., because his mom always took care of him financially. He had no faith in his abilities or talents because he never had the chance to prove himself that he could handle anything basically on his own."
That's tragic.
Sad.
Yeah.
Another commenter writing under the handle Stoic Scientist shared a list of general perceived traits of a helicopter parent's kid. They are unwilling or unable to make decisions. Quote, "I didn't do that because nobody directed me to," unquote. Doesn't take a single step without getting specific approval from someone. No problem-solving ability whatsoever, and just waits around to be told exactly what to do. That's not the kind of person you want working for you.
No. Troubleshooting, I can get. That's sort of a learned skill.
Mm-hmm.
But problem-solving itself, I mean, that's... I guess it's probably also a learned skill, but there are just so many opportunities for a young child to develop the ability to solve problems. Denying that to them is almost a crime against humanity.
And this is where, you know, going out and playing with people, with friends, playing sports, getting physical, this is where you learn how to deal with conflict. And if all of those things have been stripped from you, and you never experienced them, then, you know, this is what we get.
So apparently there has been some research, just skipping down here to the very end of the story, the experiences echo research from the University of Mary Washington that found overparenting is associated with higher levels of child anxiety and depression, which you mentioned at the beginning of the discussion, Aria. With hope, conversations like these will inspire adults who are raised by overbearing helicopter parents to set boundaries, and those who are raising kids themselves now to consider how their particular parenting style could end up shaping their child for better or worse. So, yeah.
Well, hopefully they will allow their kids to be free, because, I mean, mommy and daddy aren't going to be there forever.
That's the thing.
Eventually that person's going to have to make a decision on their own, or they let the government make it for them.
Or they get into government and they start making all the policies, which they're kind of doing. And what is their goal? When you talk to these rioters, not the peaceful protesters, what do they really want in life? They want safe spaces everywhere.
The rioters want that?
They want everything. They want all the statues, the oppressive statues taken down. They want all the safe spaces up so they can be safe. It's horrible.
But they're breaking in things and setting them on fire.
What rioters are you talking about?
Talking about all of them across the country.
855-450-3733.
Body shaving irritation? Shave Secret shaving oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial
trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.